Welcome to the Technology Lab, presented by CPA Practice Advisor, with your hosts, Randy Johnston and Brian Tankersley.
I'm Randy Johnston, along with Brian Tankersley. Brian, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Brian Tankersley. I've been in the profession since the early 90s, have been doing accounting technology since the late 90s on a professional basis. I've written a few hundred product reviews, and I've spoken in 48 states talking about accounting technology to CPAs.
And I am from Hutchinson, Kansas. I am so pleased to spend time with you today. I have been on the top 100 list since 2004, the top 25 list since 2011. I love to spend time in technology and with my family as well. I'm fortunate enough to have founded Network Management Group, which is a managed service provider, providing services from Boston to Honolulu. And my K2 business is how I met Brian, and it is how we've probably met many of you, producing CPE and PD in the US and Canada. We're so pleased to spend time with you on today's Technology Lab. G'day, welcome to the Technology Lab. I'm Randy Johnston with my co-host, Brian Tankersley. We are pleased to be speaking with you today about CCH Access Document. Now, before we get into the details on document, I just like to lay out my view of the world of document management. I break it up into five tiers. Tier one for the big systems, tier five for the small systems. The small systems in tier four and five, I sometimes refer to as document storage systems, or DSS. And for the products that are in tier two and three, I refer to those as DMS, or document management systems. That's what CCH Access Document is. And at tier one, we have enterprise content management systems. So those are what the big Fortune 500 class companies use. So when we look at very large, very complex systems, that's probably not appropriate for many CPA firms. And for most of us, working with DMS or DSS at tier two through five makes the most sense. We'll have other sessions about DMS systems of all kinds, so you can get a chance to look, or DSS systems. And for your firm, you need to understand which one fits. So that said, Brian, what would you like our guests to know about CCH Access Document?
Well, I first off want to thank you for your definition of the different tiers in the marketplace. And I think it's important to note that a tier three product, a tier two, tier three, tier four product is perfectly appropriate for most accounting firms. And so I don't want people to think that just because they're not using a tier one product, that the product's not as good. It's just designed to meet different needs. And so this bucketing we do just is descending based on the size of the organization. You know, with CCH, the thing I love about it is it's based in the cloud. So your documents are stored on Microsoft Azure data centers. You have a local client that caches your information, and so you can work remotely with it. You can work on premises. You also have really tight integration with the other CCH Access applications. So the client collaboration tool, the Knowledge Connect tool, the ProSystem FX Scan tool, there's some engagement integration. And you can print directly out of CCH Access Tax, and it will go straight into the right folder. Now, the email integration is also really exceptional in this. We can drag and drop things back and forth from Outlook into the application and avoid some of the silos where not everybody in the team knows what's going on or knows what message came from the client. Yeah. So there's a lot of nice things here.
Yeah. So, you know, thinking about that, sorry to interrupt you there, Brian, but as it turns out, when you look at document storage and retention, something that makes a product a tier three product is to have record retention policies that you can apply and other advanced features like check-in and check-out. And this product has those. Being able to get your email and versioning and being able to get your email into a single system. So you're not trying to look in somebody else's email box or say, forward that to me. You can drag in the records that need to be retained and not re- retain all those emails that don't need to be retained. So the fact of the matter is, when you're looking at an email thread, you can say, yeah, we need to retain this as documentation of a transaction that a client did. So we will continue to learn about other document management features, but part of what makes Access Document valuable, as you pointed out, Brian, is this is one of the suite of products inside Access, the Access family. And we think the most benefit comes to those who use all of the CCH suite. You can use Access Document without adopting every piece, but the benefit of having CCH Practice Management and CCH's workflow called Workstream and CCH Scan and CCH Access Client Collaboration, their portal, and so forth, all working together, you have one single type of interface to get all your different places. And what that does for you as a firm is it helps streamline your workflow, which we have encouraged firms to improve their workflow. I think between us, Brian, we've been doing that at least 20 years, and our focus in the last 5 years has been very much about that. In fact, I believe we called the last decade the decade of workflow. So our assumption is that you have that. But today's session is not so much about workflow, but about document management. What other features are important for our users to consider when they're thinking about DMSs?
You know, I think the important things for people to consider is going to be, can you do the regulatory compliance you need to? In this case, the data is encrypted at rest and encrypted in transit. Do the files get virus scanned so that you're sure that you're not going to have some kind of ransomware get passed on to other places? I really like that, again, it does integrate and it's one integrated platform. One of the things I like about the Access platform generally is that you have the ability to use tools to mine data out of tax and then generate documents for sample engagements. And so you've got a lot of advanced functionality there that really can be helpful to practitioners as they're trying to go forward. Another thing about this is, again, you can work from anywhere because it's in the cloud. So if you want to go to Tahiti and you can get a good internet connection in Tahiti, you just party on, vacation on, go right ahead. We've actually seen a number of people in the accounting industry that have decided that they just wanted to go on vacation. And so they've gone to places like Cozumel and other places like that and just worked from their hotel room and then just gone out and taken beach breaks during the day during the pandemic. So, you know, this is something that is fully enabled by the Access Suite, which again is a cloud-based application, Randy.
So that being said, one of the key benefits to having cloud-based storage is the ability to work from anywhere, anytime. It was emphasized during the pandemic year, but you should keep it in mind as part of your business continuity disaster recovery approach too. So having a backup handled by somebody else, in this case, CCH, is probably a good thing, not to mention those advanced features like password protected access that is in the tool, along with the encryptions you talked about, and those types of security like features. But the usability is also, I think, enhanced here because you can drop files of all types in here, not just PDF, but also Word documents, Excel documents, and others beyond the email that we started our discussion around. And then you can share those with clients through one of the portal options from CCH, and you can request documents inbound, PBC style documents, through some of the tools that CCH has made available. And they actually do have multiple ways to do that with their ShareSafe approach or with the CCH Access Client Collaboration tool.
Yeah, the other thing that I would call attention to here is going to be versioning, and you've heard us discuss it, but let me take a second and explain to you what that is. When you save a new version of a document to the document management system, it not only saves the current version, it saves all the old versions. And so you can actually go in, and if somebody blew it or deleted something accidentally in an analysis that they have, you can go back to the prior versions of the file and recover those and then pull those out. You also can purge different versions out of the application if you don't want to retain them. For example, when you're finishing up your work papers for an engagement, you might decide that you wanted to delete all the draft versions and just have that one final version that you have, so that again, that's what you choose to retain. The nice thing about having versioning is that it protects you from a lot of problems, because now if somebody makes a mistake, somebody accidentally deletes something, you just go back to the last version, you get it, and you don't lose any work with it.
And beyond these everyday work pieces, which, by the way, CCH for over a decade have had bulk capabilities like scan cover sheets, so we'll auto-file documents in batch by various clients and engagements. That by itself is pretty good. There is also the ability for e-discovery to lock down sections of the system as well. And part of the reason I'm such a big fan of records retention, when documents are expired, you can set the system to dispose of them. They do have an automatic disposal, but I actually prefer the manual methodologies. However, one of the surefire ways to increase your liability as a CPA firm is to keep everything. And as accountants, I know we tend to like to do that. But part of the reason those records retention policies are out there to dispose documents after 1, 3, 5, 7, 10 years is that you no longer have to keep them around. Perm files, we get. But other documents, you may want to consider actually doing the disposal to minimize your liability. Now, beyond these records retention capabilities, there are other key integrations that are here. As I'd mentioned before, the ability to integrate with WorkStream, but the key items that I want to think about is the CCH Scan 1040 work paper product, or likewise the deliverable out of final client end products. What you've got to do is think about your DMS system as a complete digital electronic way to work with your clients, inbounding documents when you need them, and outbounding final work products. Now, in other Technology Lab podcasts, we will be talking about the evolution of portals, and there's a number of different competitors here, and we want you to be very thoughtful about the way you're thinking about interacting with clients, and that's another topic for another day. So, Brian, in terms of our thinking here, we've talked about the secure file storage and collaboration capability, the file retention and version control pieces, and the ability to store documents in multiple formats. Are there other key things that our listeners should know?
You know, I think you do have great integration with other applications, like going back and forth with engagement. So, your tax people that live more in document can work better with your audit people that live more in the engagement world. So you can get stuff out of the audit work papers, drag it directly over pretty easily. You also have, again, this, Randy mentioned this vision of collaborating with both clients and with our staff at the same time. And I think that's a very important thing that came in this last decade of workflow that we've had in the profession. In particular, we have things happening now, like 8879s getting sent out to clients. They're electronically signing them and then returning them. Then they need to get filed, and we've got to have them filed. We have engagement letters going out electronically that are getting signed and then filed back in the system. And we also are electronically delivering more and more of those final work products we have that are being issued. So as a result of all of that, and you know, again, I don't know about you, but I'm seeing fewer and fewer firms talk about their postage meter anymore, which used to be a major expense during tax season when you were sending out all those huge tax returns. And now just about everybody's delivering everything electronically. And the nice thing about this is that all those processes, the PBC tracking and the workstream workflow and the ability to get data in and out of the other applications, all that stuff's integrated. So you have fewer manual action steps that have to get done and fewer places for people to try to do something a slightly different way and thus make the file a little inconsistent. Then it requires some rework. So I think you know, this is part of a suite of applications, and you'll get the most benefit if you're using all of them. But if you're not using all of them, it's still a very workable document management system.
Yeah, great. That makes so much good sense. So when you look at the document management product from CCH Access Document, they have a dashboard that can be configured to show different information that help you work efficiently. And the Document Central is the main interface to Access Document, and you can get to all of the functionality from that point. Well, Brian, it looks like our time together is coming to a close. Any final thoughts that our listeners need to know about Access Document?
I think we've pretty well wrapped it up. I mean, it fits the best for people that are in the CCH world. It's a very serviceable document management system, does a great job, even if you're not on the CCH suite, but you're not going to get all those benefits of the integration. It is cloud-based, enterprise class document management tool. You're again, a tier 3 tool, and it fits very well with midsize and larger CPA firms.
Very good. Well, if you're looking for a DMS that's very solid, very proven, that eliminates a lot of your traditional copy machine printing, you want collaboration and version control, you want to mitigate your risk, and you want to be able to work offsite and have a little support for your business continuity disaster plan, the CCH Access Document product is a solid tier 3 player. So, we will see you in the future in another technology lab. I hate to say it, things always go so fast when we're talking together, and our time is up for today, but we will be back with another version of Technology Lab in the near future. Thanks for being with us today.
See you next time.
Thank you for sharing your time with us. We'll be back next week with a new edition of the Technology Lab, brought to you by CPA Practice Advisor.